In Kenya, a drought is wiping out livestock herds in the eastern part of the country, and that's leaving nomadic herders destitute. The Maasai are among one of the region's most prominent cattle herding tribes, and now Maasai parents have started marrying off their young daughters in an effort to get dowries of cattle to replenish their herds. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Sophia Toti was 8 years old when her father announced that he was going to give her away in marriage. The family had lost most of their cattle to drought. Her father planned to swap Toti for a plot of pasture and two cows.
I decided to run away. My mother helped me. She gave me some money, and she told me, you just go.
She fled to a Maasai girls' rescue center at a boarding school in the town of Kajiado. That was 4 years ago. This year, as the region is being hit by the worst drought in decades, staff at the center say even more Maasai are trying to marry off their daughters early, including Toti's 10-year-old sister.
Some 2 weeks ago, my little sister ran away just because of that. So she's here with me now.
Priscilla Nangarai, who founded the rescue center in Kajiado, says this year's drought has been devastating to the Maasai. The center is about an hour east of Nairobi. Many families here have lost all or most of their livestock. This in a culture where cattle not only provide meat and milk, but also are the predominant symbol of wealth. Nangarai, who is Maasai herself, says traditionally, after the onset of puberty, Maasai girls are circumcised and then their fathers arrange a marriage for them. But she says this year, families aren't even waiting until the girls are in their early teens.
But now you find that the girls I have now are between 9 and 11 years. That is not tradition at all, but the drought forced the parents to do that, just to sustain their families.
Legally in Kenya, girls must be 18 years old to get married, but Nangarai says nobody bothers to try to enforce this law with the Maasai. The current drought is affecting people across the entire Horn of Africa. The UN's World Food Program expects more than 6 million people in the region to need food aid to survive this coming year. The majority of those people are livestock herders. Hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions, of cows, donkeys, goats, sheep, and even camels have perished because their pastures completely dried up. The seasonal rains have started again in this part of central Kenya. The scrubby hills are green, but the rains have come too late for many of the Maasai who lost large parts of their herds. Mariamu Kasani lives in a mud and stick hut on the plains outside Kajiado. Sitting under a thorn tree with a traditional Maasai red blanket wrapped around her shoulders, she says even before the drought, she had very little. I used to have 4 cows and 8 goats, she says, but they all died earlier this year. The cattle had been the dowries she received for her only 2 daughters. Now, she says, her daughters are gone and so are the cows. She survives now by making charcoal. I cut some trees and burn them to make charcoal, she says. Then I sell it in town to get some money to buy food. Kasani says she's hoping her 2 sons can get jobs in town so that eventually her family will be able to buy more cattle and slowly rebuild the family's herd. Jason Bobian, NPR News.